Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Thank God for being on this beautiful Saturday morning. Thank God for how He blessed us to arise and shine to give God glory and praise. Yes, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. It is a blessing to receive all that God has for His people today. I want to say a prayer, praise God, and I thank God for all that He is in the days that we are living in. And truly it is a blessing to know the Lord and to have that fellowship with Him at all times. And yes, thank God, thank God, thank God for His grace and mercy. Thank God for He is good, that His mercy endured forever. And truly it is a blessing to have a relationship. Did you not know that Jesus is the rose of Sharon? He's a sweet-smelling Savior. Oh, come taste and feel Him, see Him, receive all that God has for you through His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, good morning, good morning. And those are on your way to work, praise God. I know you're on your way to see your loved one. You're probably going to your Bible worship service this morning, praise God. There are ministries who have, service in the morning, praise God. Some of you are going to your prayer meeting, praise God. You probably have a women group today, praise God. Some of you are going to the shut-in, to the hospital, praise God, because that's your mission, praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. Some of you are dealing with the youth, praise God. Well, however, give God the glory. Give God the praise. Give God all that He needs in this hour that we are in. And truly, we thank God for His love, from His love, praise God, of His Son, Jesus Christ. It is a blessing to know the Lord and to receive all that He is to us in this hour. But truly, I thank God for His grace. This morning, I would like to say a prayer, praise God. I came across a prayer, the spiritual warfare prayer. And I want you to listen to this prayer. There's someone out there, praise God, you are going against a lot in your life today. You don't know where you're going to live. You don't know how you're going to eat. You don't know how you're going to pay your bills, praise God. Some of you are going through on your workplace. Some of you are going in having issues in your home, praise God. But you know one thing about it. God is the answer. And I truly thank God for Jesus. God is the answer. Praise God. And what we are in this hour. Praise God. But the Word of God said, and I'm going to say this prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You for my life. Today, I come before You to pray about the setbacks in my life. No matter how hard I try, things just seem to be going downhill for me. So I come to You in prayer. I receive the power of divine restoration in Jesus' name. I decree, declare that no weapon fighting against my life shall prosper. I fire back any evil arrow that has been shot at me by the body blood of Jesus. Whatever evil arrow fire against my destiny, backfire. Any evil power working against my life be consumed by the Holy Spirit. I decree and declare that by the power of the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I shall bounce back. I declare victory over my life and everything due in Jesus' name. Amen. And that's it. Praise God. When we know that we got God in our life, He will see us through this every step of the way. So remember that prayer. That prayer is fit for someone who is going through right now. Praise God. But rest assured that the Lord is right there waiting for you to turn over your issue, your problem to Him. And He will solve it, because He's the only one can solve the situation. Any cases that you are going through, any obstacle that you are going through, praise God. Jesus, praise God, is the answer. Praise God. Don't ever forget that. Jesus is the answer. Praise God. And I would like to go into the Psalm on 91. And I thank God for David and what David had to go through. Praise God. He was asking God for protection. He was asking God for security. And most of all, David wanted God to give him that assurance that He going to watch over him while he was out on his own. Praise God. When he had to face his enemies. Praise God. But David trusts God. He trusts God every step of the way. He trusts God in everything that he was doing. He was trusting the Lord. And thank God for Jesus. I thank God that he was trusting God every step of the way, knowing that the Lord will be right there by his side, knowing that he can trust in God and believe in God, knowing that God will be there everywhere he is. Praise God. And Psalm 91, now you know people love to read the book of David, and Psalm 91, that's where you get your protection from the enemy. You asking God to protect you and your family, whoever you have associate with. Praise God. You ask God to protect you on your job, when you go to the house of God, in your home, on the way you traveling. Praise God. You need God's protection. And thank God for the angel that he released upon us. Praise God. To watch over us. Praise God. While we sleeping, the angel is watching over us, protect us from the enemy, the serpent. Praise God. That is Satan. Praise God. And his demonic forces, that he will protect you while you sleep. But truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for his grace and mercy. I truly thank God. But the word of God said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That means God is with us every step of the way. And truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ, because he is love. He is merciful. And merciful we need in this day and hour that we are in. We need God's mercy. We need his protection. We need him every step of the way. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. God is so good that his mercy endures forever. We need the protection of the Lord. Praise God. When you think of the eagles, praise God, the eaglet, praise God, are protected under their mother's wing. Praise God, of the female eagle. Because that female eagle, her job is to protect her eaglets. Praise God. And that's the same way with Jesus Christ, of his healing wings he placed upon us to protect us, that the enemy cannot destroy us. And truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ, of the mercy that he is doing right now in this hour that we are in. And I thank God for Jesus. You know, God is so loved that he gives us all what we need in this hour that we are in. And truly, I thank God for his mercy, and thank God for his love of what he is doing in this hour. And I thank God for Jesus. And I would like to read, I thank God, from the different translator Bible. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus in that same Psalm of 91. And I truly thank God for Jesus of his mercy and grace. And it says here, we live within the shadow of the Almighty, shepherd, sheltered by the God who is above all gods. This I declare, that he alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I'm trusting him, for he rescued you from every trap and protect you from the fatal plague. Listen what the word of God says. Thank God, but I'm reading from a different translator Bible, praise God, from King James, that God protect us from any fatal, anything that is going to endanger us, praise God. God has his angel to watch over us and to protect us. Just like I say about the female eagle, she protects her eaglet with her long, strong wing, praise God, that no damage, no danger will come against her eaglet. That's a mother, praise God, who protects her babies. Thank God for Jesus. And that's how Jesus is with us. He protects us from fatal, anything, plague, or disease, or anything that will hurt us. Jesus has his protective wings of healing coming over us to protect us when we are going through our daily tasks. Praise God. We trust the Lord as David did. He trusts God every step of the way. He trusts God when he was going through, when he had to face the enemy. He still trusts God. And that's what we need to do today. We need to trust the Lord. Praise God. And thank God for Jesus. And David said, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wing shall thy trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. The truth, the word of God, is our protection. The word of God is our weapon against the evil forces that we are dealing with every day. As long we put on the armor, as Paul said, put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand against every fiery dart that the devil dish out on us. But one thing about it, once we trust in the Lord and believe in him, he will see us through this. And one thing about it, as David said, for the rescue from every trap and protect you from the fatal plague, he will shield you with his wing. They will shelter you. His faithful promise are your armor. Now you don't need to be afraid of the dark anymore, nor fear the danger of the day, nor dread the plague of darkness. You remember the Lord saying, I have given you power to tread on every serpent and scorpion. Praise God. So when we in the body of Christ, when we are in Jesus, we don't have to be afraid or fret whatever the enemy will do. But long we trust in him and believe in his word and know without a doubt that Jesus is with us. So my brothers and sisters, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God for his love, his mercy, and know that the Lord is on our side. So may God mercy and grace be upon each and every one of you. You have a great and blessed day.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I am chosen, not forsaken.